Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And great story about another great company that has learned the value of hiring veterans. And it's so nice that companies are finally kind of reaching to the point where they understand that when you hire a veteran, it does more for your company than it does for the veteran. But, you know, it's just a great association. And Evan Dexter is with us, joined Ryder nearly 17 years ago as a rental management trainee, recruited from a local career fair, and he's a former Marine, now the vice president of enterprise rental at Ryder, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Evan, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for your service. Did you have a good Veterans Day?
Had a fantastic Veterans Day. I actually was able to meet up with my old unit, and it was our 20-year reunion from our first deployment.
Wow.
So former Marines that I haven't seen in quite some time up in the Connecticut area, and I couldn't have asked for a better Veterans Day.
Oh, man, that's so fantastic. How? Tell us a little bit about your military service.
Absolutely. So I originally enlisted back in 2001, January, and I was at the time in college as well for business, seeking out a degree in business. And I wanted to join the military, but I always thought that my military career would begin after college, after I graduated.
Right, right.
And I got in touch with a recruiter with the Marine Corps, and he informed me that, hey, you can join up and be a reservist before you go active duty and finish out your college education. So I thought that sounded like a good idea, and I was able to go to boot camp in the summer of my freshman year of college. And after I graduated from boot camp in Parris Island, South Carolina, came back to school in September to start my sophomore year. And quickly thereafter, 9/11 happened. Mm. So I knew after that occurred, there was going to be a good chance I would get deployed, and did end up getting deployed to Iraq in 2003, as well as 2005. And served as a combat logistics operator, driving trucks and convoys throughout Iraq on both those deployments. And that's how my military career started in the Marine Corps, and served a total of 8 years.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. We're talking to Evan Dexter here on the National Defense, Vice President of Enterprise Rental at Ryder. And we know the story now has a happy ending, but how was your transition back?
Yeah, the transition back was a little bit of an interesting one. You know, like many Marines, I wanted to pursue a career in law enforcement. And originally, my career path was headed towards a career with the Massachusetts State Troopers or the Connecticut State Troopers. And I signed up to enlist with either one of those states. However, it was also at the time of the financial recession, and they weren't putting through classes in either one of those states. So on my way out from a career fair, I was pulled aside by a rental manager with Ryder, and we got to talking. And there was a lot of similarities between what Ryder did and what I was doing in the military and Marine Corps. So he scheduled me for an interview, and I thought it was a good time to seek that career out. While I was still interested in pursuing law enforcement. However, Massachusetts didn't put through a class for 5 years, which I believe was the longest. Did not have a recruit class for the state police. So I stayed at Ryder for that entire time, and never ended up leaving.
What a great story. And that was nearly 17 years ago. And you start out there as a trainee, and now you oversee a team of 1,000 people, 315 locations in North America and Canada, a fleet of 38,000 rental trucks or assets, and $1 billion in annual revenue. It's a big job.
It is. It is a big job. And, you know, very similar to the military. You know, at Ryder, they bring you in. We have a great training program. I was able to start out as a rental management trainee, and then over time progressed my career to do a variety of different positions, including some outside sales, some leadership of a business unit that had, you know, about 10 locations and a staff of 20 or 25 employees, and then progressed my career with Ryder in the rental organization. And then once I became a director of rental, I was given an opportunity to switch fields and try to lead a team of maintenance employees in Virginia. And I relocated to the state of Virginia, became a director of operations. Again, got some nice ties back to the Marine Corps, where I was a vehicle operator and dabbled in some maintenance on vehicles as well, or was able to apply some of those skill sets that I learned in the Marine Corps over to Ryder on the maintenance side. And I ended up doing that job for nearly 4.5 years, which learned a lot, new product line for us. And then from there was given another opportunity to cross divisions into our dedicated division. And I worked there for nearly 18 months, dedicated transportation, and was responsible for driver payroll, customer billing, essential support function, as well as some responsibility over setting up our newly awarded business teams in the dedicated product line. So got some great exposure over there for 18 months before ultimately coming back to rental in the role that I serve in today.
Oh man, you've done it all. I mean, it just sounds like you have done it all at Ryder. And, you know, our audience is going, hey, how do I get to do that? And the good thing about Ryder is, and we've talked to some other divisions of Ryder before on this program, and we know that Ryder is very much dug in on hiring veterans. And I love your story, Evan, because it also demonstrates from all of the different things that you've done at Ryder, how veterans are just able to pivot and to be so resourceful and to be trained in so many new areas. But Ryder has, I know they've got a commitment to hiring military veterans, more than 11,000 veteran hires since 2011. And then this Veteran Buddy program. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's right, Randy. We have a Veteran Buddy program, which is really great. We pair and partner a current Ryder employee with somebody that is newly joining our company that has served in the military as well. And it's a nice connection point between, you know, a current employee and one that's coming in newly to help them transition from, you know, their military career into a civilian type of position. And that serves as a nice resource and mentorship program throughout that employee's career. So it's a nice touch point, a really warm onboarding experience for that employee, and one that we take seriously. And I think you know, what a lot of military members will find if they're considering a career at Ryder is we have over 11,000 veteran hires within our organization. We have them in every product line within the business: rental, maintenance and operations, sales. There's a wide variety of veterans that serve in many, many different roles across the organization. So there's a nice you know, bond that we have already here at Ryder. And I think that serves us well and is a great place for anybody that wants to consider joining our team.
Well, and you said something really important there too, Evan, talking about veterans welcoming other veterans to the program and to the company. That's so important, isn't it? I mean, that camaraderie and that relationship is just the best, because some veterans only listen to other veterans.
Absolutely. You know, it's not always the easiest transition from the military into the civilian world. And it's hard to help somebody with that transition if you haven't experienced it firsthand.
Yep.
So the Buddy program really leverages that. And we find that a lot of veterans within our organization or prior service military, they're very willing to help out in that initiative. So it's been a great program for us. We look to continue to leverage that and support more hires from the veteran community.
Evan, it's just great news, and we can't thank Ryder enough for doing what you're doing. What is the best place for people to find out more information and to kind of start the process to work at Ryder?
Yeah, Ryder.com is the best resource. So we actually have a rebranded website that we're very excited and proud about. And you can get a lot of information around the career opportunities that we have, as well as learn more about what the company does to find, you know, where you think you might look to explore as far as a position with our organization.
Evan Dexter knocks it out of the park. Man, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for your service and everything you're doing at Ryder.
Randy, thanks for having me. My pleasure. Happy belated birthday, 248, to all the Marines out there. And thank you to all the veterans that we do have listening as well as serving at Ryder today. Thanks, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.